InsideSTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code InsideSTL.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
I heard the news from Tim Woodburn. That's where I heard it first. The news last hour, dead at 89. Fats Domino, who I think should have, for the rest of his life, been really mad at Chubby Checker for taking that name. Too close. I'm going to do a bit of business I should have done last hour and didn't do, and then I'm going to read an email, and we're going to meet somebody. I don't even know this guy. I didn't even know why he was here, except that I said, hey, why don't you come in? And I'll read you the email, and you'll see why. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. It's down in the valley. It doesn't start down in the valley. So, Dan, where were you?
Mic was off, and I started
No, who turns your mic on?
I do.
And it was off because you didn't turn it off.
Yeah.
When I said it's down in the valley, that has been the cue for years.
I know.
Apologize to everybody.
Sorry, everybody.
All right. Meanies is down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And Tim gets a pass because he hasn't really had a chance to catch on to that or learn the lyrics.
So. I'm going to print out lyrics of everything that's sung on this show so that I'll have it in front of me.
That's a team player. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. Now, there's a guy in here I haven't introduced yet, but I'm just going to ask him anyway. His first name is Darren. Darren, have you ever been to Amini's in Chesterfield Valley?
You know, I have not.
What's the matter
yet
with you?
A lot of stuff.
Why do you think you haven't been there?
Because I live over in Illinois.
Where?
And in Illinois, Maryville, Illinois is my...
Maryville is right across the river.
My stomping grounds. I know, you're right, huh?
There's you go no to excuse. Other places in St. Louis, right?
I should have been there by now.
Do you hate pinball machines?
Unless I was, you know, intoxicated one night and don't remember it. That's very possible.
Do you hate pinball?
No, not at all.
Do you hate arcade games?
No. Let's do it.
No, let's do it. I've been there. I've been there a lot of times.
How about a remote?
Get you to go. I don't do that.
No.
It's bad radio. I don't do that. It is in the valley. It's in Chesterfield Valley, and it's got
valley
a...
Valley solo.
No.
Oh.
It's... You can't miss it if you're going out 64 or 40, whatever you call it. I still call it 40. At least at that stretch, I call 40. If you're going west, it'll be on your left, and it sort of jumps out from everything else because of the Copper Dome. But when you get in, that's when it really jumps out, because what's in it is a collection of things that no other store has. And usually, there's some sort of great sale on patio furniture or rugs, a sale on things that are, in some cases, maybe at the regular price, a little out of your range, but at the sale price, whoo, big difference, because when they do cut the prices, they really cut them, because it's time to move them and bring something else in. Patio furniture is a good example. The patio furniture they don't sell is the patio furniture most other places do sell. It's mediocre to crap patio furniture. Looks good for a season, falls apart. Sort of like the looks bad, feels great, but it's looks good, it's not great. That's the patio furniture you're getting for those ridiculously low prices. And we bought that over the years. And then we realized that we just had to buy it all over again and then buy it again. And by the time you do that a few times, you could have had the best patio furniture made in the world. And that's what they sell at Amini's. So just do this. You're not doing really me a favor. You are, but you're doing yourself a favor, too, if you'll just go in and tell them your AM and the PM and take your time and look around. And it's a place I think you will go back. You'll go back again because you're going to find something there that if you don't buy it first visit, you're going to make a plan. You're going to find a way to come back and get that thing you saw there that you want and you deserve. Aminis, aminis.com. Here's the email. I got this morning. Did you send this, Darren, last night or this morning?
It was this morning. I thought about
this. I only read email usually in the morning, and I read this morning. Hello, Frank. I want to introduce myself. Share a fun story, and I would appreciate some advice when you have a minute. Intro. I am from the St. Louis area, but I've lived in Los Angeles, Nashville, been overseas with my all-original rock band, On Tracy Lane. Since moving back to the area several years ago, I've done the morning drive show on 1380 AM. What is that? Is that a radio station?
Before that giant fight that happened with
Mr.
McKenna. Yeah. I was right there.
An early morning show on CBS Sports, 9:20 a.m. What is that? Is that a radio station?
That's WGNU, 9:20 in the Central West.
We don't need the problem. And a TV show on Charter Media. Last year, I launched an online radio station called Riot Radio. I do my show now at the Lineup Media Studios in Edwardsville, Illinois. I do a sports show, an entertainment show, and I am the co-host on two other shows. Oh, my goodness. This is some resume. Story. He has it broken down. Intro and then story. Since media is my passion, I am a broke mofo. So I can't afford SiriusXM to listen to Stern cuss and talk about giant dildos and lesbians. And I can say that because that is not one of the words you're not supposed to say. It's an actual product and you can say it.
Sorry, Mom.
So I channel surf local radio a lot. I came up on a show recently and started enjoying it. It was entertaining, unique, and genuine. And then I heard the host going on about how he went through hundreds of emails, and I thought to myself, wow, what's that guy smoking? There's no way a no-name local radio guy has hundreds of emails. I found myself listening again the next day, and yesterday as well. Anyway, he said anyway.
It turns
out that it was this new show on 590 hosted by Franco Pinion. I've heard your name, but I've never heard your show until organically stumbling upon it. I've wanted to use the word organic for some time now. So kudos to you and your cast for the move to 590. I love the show. Next category, advice. With my crazy journey and experience, I can't hold down a regular job. I recently tried car sales, and after 1 week of training, a meeting was set up with the GM and the sales manager. I went first and quit before they were going to fire me. Just yesterday, I went off on a corporate director and my temp agency after he told them I lacked self-awareness. I told them a piece of my mind and was fired from two places in one day just this morning.
True.
Just this morning.
Wow.
Oh, we'll get to what's true here and what's not. I'm almost finished. I enjoy doing the online radio thing, but I really want to get back in terrestrial radio. I wanted to see what your advice was for a guy like me that has head tattoos but has to hide them. When I hide them, I have to show my giant bald spot. When I was doing the morning show in 1380, I shaved my head a lot. Head tattoos are kind of cool when you're a crazy, fun personality on radio or TV. Part of me wants to shave it right now. Call up my hot, slutty female co-hosts, get two of my craziest male co-hosts, one who says he used to be part werewolf, and go crazy with marketing until I get a shot again at terrestrial radio. Any advice from a talented media veteran like you would be much appreciated. Signed, Darren Yates. And then under his name, it says, Best Entertainer in the 2017 People's Choice of Southwest Illinois, presented by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and Suburban Journals. Wow. Ooh. Best Entertainer.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Best Entertainer, People's Choice of Southwest Illinois. You're not in Southwest Illinois. How does that work?
It is. I guess it is Southwest Illinois, Madison County.
Should we give him a round of applause?
I think so.
Thanks, guys. I'm honored to be here.
Here is because your email was really entertaining.
Thank you. You know, like you said a while ago, I had no ulterior motives to try to get on the show.
You said all the right things to me.
There is an extra seat over there.
How good I am.
I'm just kidding.
No. What's the tattoo on your head that we can't see because your head's not shaved?
You know, I was thinking, should we shave it right now?
No. That's what FM DJs do. What's on your head?
It's my kids' names, Taven and Diana, and the symbols of the names are on the back. You can kind of see, I'll show you my big bald spot. I can kind of
I'll show you a bigger bald spot. I'm all bald.
And I like the thing where you said, you know, the black guys are known for something. The bald guys, they'd be great walking around with bald head. People think a certain thing.
Virility. Mm-hmm. No, virility.
Yeah.
It's the virility thing. Extra testosterone, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, did you get fired from two jobs today?
Yeah, just this morning. And I'm mad that my wife wanted me to revise my email, because the one I sent to the guy that called me said I lack self-awareness.
Yeah.
I had a really mean email. My wife's like, chill out, sleep on it. I did it this morning. I guess they didn't like it. I said, well, you know what, Mr. Director of whatever, I'm going to give you my feedback on you. Who calls somebody a lack of self-awareness in feedback when you're trying to get a job through a temp agency? You know, if you're unqualified, maybe you're too this, too that. You know, maybe you're inexperienced. But do you say that someone lacks self-awareness? I took that as a personal insult.
First of all, I don't even know what that means. That's what you hear from somebody who's trying to sound
exactly
like
exactly
they belong in whatever position they belong. It's like the person who says to you, where do you see yourself in 10 years? I lost a job. I lost a job because of that question. And that's exactly the question this guy asked me. And he said, where do you see yourself in 10 years? And I said, well, I see myself in a position sort of like yours, but not asking people stupid questions like where they see themselves in 10 years. And he stood up and he said, we're done.
Yeah. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
That was it. I didn't care, though. I don't want to work for a guy who goes, where do you see yourself in 10 years? I don't like that question. It's a stupid question, by the way. Because wherever you might see yourself, you may or may not, that may be where you're going to be. It may not be. Something could come along and the fork in the road and boom, you're somewhere else. So that's a dumb question.
And he thought that because I told him, you know, with my experience, my ambition, I'm a little older than people think I am until they see the big giant ball spot. But I could see myself getting into management. I could lead people, management for sure.
Well, first of all, you can't even get a job in radio. How could you get a job in management?
Well, I have had, the last time I was on terrestrial radio, I was being fired by a GM.
On the air?
Yes, on the air.
That's good radio.
You know, I'm very honest. I told some friends I shouldn't talk about it, but I'm very honest. I'm an honest, genuine guy. Yeah, there was a little, I guess I had a couple cowboys on. They were talking about some inappropriate things. I had a follow-up question. There was a GM on the little monitor. The GM wants to speak with you. And I told people, okay, if there's 20 minutes of commercials, I've been let go. And so check out my Facebook page. I'll be back. That's what I said. And so the past couple years, I haven't been back.
And here you are.
Here I am.
Yeah.
I'm on a frank opinion. You know, and I've been doing online radio. I'm a grinder. I keep going. I keep moving. I keep shaking.
You know there's no money in that. You
know. I
know.
That's why I'm here. I need you guys.
Well, there's no money here today.
No, I need your advice. I want someone to hold me. I want you guys to make me feel safe. Give me some advice. That's all it was. It was kudos to you. It was advice from a guy like me who's done it. You know, I'm a little bit experienced. I have done it. And it's a crazy grind. When I'm in New York or LA or Nashville, it's cool to be in media. Hey, what band you in? What production you working on? In here, it's like, you know, no one gives a SH. Unless you're, you know, a giant name or you're on David Letterman. Not David Letterman, you know what I'm saying?
What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I want to make a living being an entertainer. You know, I'm older now. I got two kids.
Entertaining how?
There's major pressure to get a normal job. Well, and I can't hold them down.
How? What's the entertainment? What do you do?
Well, I can do sports shows. I can do completely insane
got that covered
type of shows. I can do entertainment. I can do a splash of Howard Stern. Okay. I do have lots of co-hosts.
Okay, you know how many people say Dan Strauss there is a broadcast professor. He hears this all the time.
Right.
Oh, I should be on radio. Tim Woodburn has done this before. Tim, how many people have you ever heard? All my relatives say, I should be on the radio.
None.
You've never heard?
Okay.
Here's somebody. I think the problem with me is that I want to do my show. I want to do entertainment. I want to have guests. I don't want to just announce Bon Jovi.
Okay, but
there's a difference between being a DJ and doing production.
I still don't know what your show would be. You're saying you're just a guy that people would enjoy listening to.
You know, I'm a little bit edgy. I've had a lot of people either love or hate me. I get hate mails all the time. I still get them.
I'm edgy. I said dildo.
You did say that. I was told you may not say that, but you said that. And you know the lingo that you can and can't say.
Yeah.
Good job.
I've done this for a long time.
I know you have.
You can say that because there is such a product. You can say other things. But that's not a show, being edgy in what way? Confrontational with
people? No, not at all. It's very Howard Stern.
What is your favorite? Howard Stern has that wrapped up. He really
yeah,
does.
No, I wouldn't keep comparing yourself to Howard Stern.
Well, I guess I'm trying to just talk about the edge I have. I'm not going to get up here and talk about, you know, just soup recipes. I'm not going to have on, you know, the library president. I'm going to have
What's a topic you would love?
Okay, you know what? Check this out. The title that I wanted to call my show that everyone thought was horrible, yeah. Babes, Bands, and Buffoons. That's what I wanted to do. Get a bunch of cool bands, hot models, just VIPs, interesting people. If you're not super entertaining or super wacky and out there.
Okay, but you're counting on those people being entertaining.
Right.
Some will, some won't.
Right.
You can't count on that.
That's true, I know. Such is my dilemma, Frank.
Where did you find a woman that supports you? I need to find a woman that'll do that for me.
To be honest, I love my wife, Crystal, and
sure you do. You say that she's listening, probably.
She's listening for sure.
She's probably working because she has to support him.
Yeah, and a lot of radio guys. That's the case.
And the kids are at Silver Dollar City, so if I want a little something tonight, I got to watch what I'm about
to
say. How
old are the kids?
4 and 6.
Are they there by themselves? You dropped them off?
No. The grandparents are taking them too, and aunts and uncles.
Are they her parents or your parents?
Her parents.
Do her parents like you?
Yeah, they do.
Have they seen you?
You know, if you got them...
Have they seen the tattoos?
They like the tattoos. My wife encouraged me to get the tattoos.
No, I'm not telling your wife. I'm telling her parents.
Her parents... Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I treat her well.
Okay.
I love
her.
That's
all that matters.
You know, I'm a good guy. I'm a passionate, genuine guy. And I think she works in IT. She works at a big corporation. And she's very... You know, she's kind of conservative. I'm the crazy artist guy, so it's a good balance.
If you had a show today, right now, mm-hmm. what would you want to talk about, do you think, today?
You know, I love weird news. I get a lot of crap for being a Rams fan. I'm a diehard. I was in L.A. before they moved here.
Yeah.
So right now, there's a lot of NFL talk. I love the NFL. I love entertaining
people. What do you
think
about the fact that Colin Kaepernick just signed, apparently, a $1 million book deal with Random House? What do you think?
You know what? I mean, his numbers were falling off. He was not cutting it as an NFL quarterback.
But what is wrong with this country where we give a guy like that $1 million to write a book about what? How long is that book? Chapter 1, I Took a Knee. What's chapter 2?
Right. But, you know, the sad thing is it's probably going to be a bestseller. There's going to be people...
No. I disagree.
I bet it will.
Okay.
I mean...
I don't think it will. I don't think people give two hoots about that guy or about the fact that... I think they resent the fact that he's going to get $1 million. And I don't think they want to see that money, that return come back to Random House.
Right. No, I totally agree. But there's a lot of people that are going to just be curious of what he has to say because of all the hoopla around him, all the social media. It's a circus right now.
Circuses. Are you a pretty liberal guy, you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
He's got tattoos.
I got tattoos on my head.
You know that, for whatever reason, has not worked on radio. Almost all the really successful radio people are conservative. Why do you think that is?
Right.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I guess they're, you know, a lot of them are boring to me. I can't listen to them.
Right. But they are the most successful.
Right. See, that's kind of a problem, too.
Yeah, I know. I know why that is. Because I think most of this country... Most of America is conservative. I think most of America are people that the media pretends don't exist. They live in Imperial and Kimswick and New Baden and Fort Smith, Arkansas. They're not the Kardashians. They're not friends of the Clinton. They're just working people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think those shows are successful. And I think there are fewer liberal listeners to support the shows that have been attempted by liberal people.
I agree. I was headed to New York. I did L.A. I did Nashville. I was moving to New York before I met my wife.
Would you do a lot of politics if you were on the radio?
No.
Good.
No.
Smart.
Not at all.
Smart. Because you know what you do when you do that? You lose half your audience.
Right.
You do.
You know, I think I was able to get a lot of listeners. I was going up against another popular morning show in town. I was getting tons of response going on. I was making it happen.
And you run a popular morning show in town where?
Yeah, my show, the Darren Yates Show, on 1380 AM from April of 2014.
When you say it was a popular radio mm-hmm. show, I don't even know what that is. I've never heard a listen. You know that most people have never listened to that station. They don't know what it is.
No, I know, but I was building a fan base.
But you said popular.
Well, I would get between 300 and 1,000 likes a week on my Facebook page. That was telling me something. I was getting, you know, a lot of emails. Like, you can tell when your show is getting reception.
The
only
reason I'm being tough on you is I'm trying to tell you, stay away from this business.
No,
How old are you?
I'm 45.
Wow.
A lot of people think I'm younger, yeah.
But why? Why would you want to be in this?
That's my thing. I should stop. I should get a regular job. I should be not getting fired. I should not be tattooing my head. I should be doing normal things, but I can't. I have to entertain. I can't stop. That's my thing. Most of my family listening, they don't talk to me anymore about anything entertainment because I'm like, you know, this crazy artist guy. What's Aaron doing now? My brother texted me this morning. Hey, man, how's the sales job going?
I think, is it possible you're not as entertaining as you think?
You know what? That's very
here,
possible.
Because that's what I think. No, that's what I think about. That's what I think about me. People ask me for years, why aren't you syndicated? And my answer is, maybe I'm just not good enough to be syndicated. That's the truth. Yeah. I'm okay for one market.
Well, when I had a 6-month opportunity, my numbers did nothing but rise. The only reason I stopped.
Then why didn't another station call you?
Two guys got in a fight and they couldn't pay the darn bills.
Okay, but
that's why I'm not on anymore.
Why didn't another station call you and go, hey, we like what we hear. Come on over here.
I went back to 920.
Okay, but that's not
and I got fired.
I'm talking to move up. I'm not talking about sideways. Why didn't a big station call you?
I did meet with a couple other ones that were big and they liked my show. They heard me. They said all this stuff, but I've been talked a lot to. I've never, no offers. It's frustrating.
All right. You wanted advice from me?
Please.
We're going to go around the room. How long have you worked in this business?
About 8 years now.
Okay. What would your advice be? And it doesn't have to be what mine would be. Just your own advice. What would it be?
Get rid of the tattoos.
Tough to do.
Well, no, hold on a second.
Well, you have tattoos, Lionel. Oh, shoot. Drink over. You have tattoos.
I do have tattoos, yes, so I was just being sarcastic, mate. Good luck to you.
No, hey, man, I appreciate it. Thanks.
But that's not advice. What would your advice be? Keep going after it?
Yeah, send out as many resumes as possible and make sure you've got a nice job to fall back on.
Right. I'm trying that, too.
Okay.
But see, here's the thing with me, Frank. I don't care how successful I get or don't get. I'm going to keep doing this. I love doing it. When my show starts, I don't care if there's one person. If one person hasn't heard my show, I'm into it, man. If there's a million listening, that's cool, too.
Well, this is, you know what? Good for you. This is where you and I are different.
When I had a shot on terrestrial radio for 6 months, my numbers did nothing but rise. The only reason I left is because of the D-bags who wouldn't pay the bills.
Okay.
And
Dan Strauss,
why I think I might have a shot at it.
Dan Strauss, professor of broadcasting, what would you tell Darren here?
Don't compare yourself to other people. Don't compare yourself to Howard Stern.
Here's the problem.
Like okay, I'm just trying to give you an idea.
Right. You mentioned Howard Stern in your letter. You mentioned
a whole
couple
bunch of times
here, and that's a huge mistake.
Okay.
Because what you're doing is you are now setting yourself up for comparison with Howard Stern, and he's going to win, and you're going to lose. He's got that cornered.
No, I know he does. I know.
So that's good advice.
The cool thing about what I do is that I don't copy anyone. It's very genuine. I was doing crazy stuff before I knew who Howard Stern was. So, I mean, I'm 45, man. I've been around the block.
That doesn't matter.
I know, I'm just saying.
Matter if you were doing
but
it.
Hold on a second. I can still be like Howard Stern and not be copying him.
Okay, you can't really be like him unless you get off terrestrial radio because he's filthy and you can't say the words he says.
Right, I understand.
Tim Woodburn, what would you...
There's a clever way to be crazy.
What would your advice be?
My serious advice?
No, seriously.
My serious advice would be that this door that you came in through is a locked thing. You have to have a device to actually get in through the door. Well, you're already in the door, right? And the guy who runs this station, his name is John Hadley, and his office is right down there past that window, and then you make a right turn. Either hire a private investigator and find out where he lives and then just, you know, hang out on his front porch until you drive nuts, squeaky wheel gets you old kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Or go around the corner and sell yourself to him and say, hey, what are you doing 10 to midnight? Hey, what are you doing, and get your foot in the door. Your foot's already in the door. I mean, it's like this is kind of like your one shot. Now you'll probably drive nuts, and he'll probably throw you out. But if that happens, you know, grab a cup that says the KFNS logo on it, and consider it a nice party gift.
You know what? I got a hold of Dan Caesar, the Post-Dispatch guy.
Right.
He loves my show. He's trying to help me. He gave me numbers to get a hold of John. John never got back to me. I left messages, and so I don't want to be that guy I don't want to be annoying. I'm just trying to do something cool. Even if, like you said, 10 to 12 on Saturdays, I would nail that. There'd be more listeners than ever from 10 to 12 on Saturday. You know, I'm into this, man.
Here's something.
I'm at PM.
Have you sent anybody audio files of what you do? Who'd you send them to?
I have air checks. Well, my buddy runs the points.
Okay, so you sent them out and
I've sent
nothing,
them out.
Nothing back.
You know what? I think, to be honest, what I sent out, it was a little bit too risque. I need to show them some stuff where I pull back a little bit.
But you just said your thing is edgy if you pull
it
back.
It is edgy, but I need to do... Frank, you're awesome at this. No. You do variety.
Frank here you is edgy. The master.
No, you do edgy, but you do it in a way where you can not get kicked off FCC or whatever. That's what I need to do. There's a clever way to be crazy.
Here's the difference. What I do is an accident. I never set out to do this. I didn't push to do this. I didn't drive to do this. It was an accident.
I said one question for Tim, leave.
Tim, here was a question before you leave.
Well, you know, I presented myself today. I washed my hair. I know I got a big bald spot, but I think I look pretty presentable. You said, does my wife know what I look like? What does that mean?
He was kidding.
I know, but I'm just curious.
I didn't say
the
that. I didn't
think
say
you
that.
Did.
No.
Why does she support you?
I said, why does
yeah.
she support
oh,
you?
I, thought you said,
yeah.
what?
I was joking.
Has she looked at you, you said? I'm just curious.
No,
what?
That's not what I said. I said, why does she support you? As in, you're an out-of-work radio guy, so clearly she has a job to pay the bills. How does? She, yeah. I said, where do you find a woman to support
well,
you?
I have other jobs I'm trying to get, but oh. I'm just trying to be an entertainer with a show. I'm not trying. Okay. Like I said, web series, podcast, whatever. Right now, I'm at Lionet Media. I'm on Behind the 8-Ball, co-hosting with Ultra Man. It's a lot of fun. We're doing a sports show. So I want to just entertain. Okay. Not necessarily, it doesn't have to be radio.
Slow down and just in a little slower, tell people where they can hear you. Don't use another AM station.
So I'm sorry.
Where
man.
Can they hear you?
You know what? The DarrenYatesShow.com. Riot
That's
Radio.
That's easy. But
Riot
tell them
Radio
how to spell
rocks.
It. It's spelled differently. Yeah, Darren with a Y. D-A.
Yeah, the DarrenYatesShow.com. DarrenYatesShow. So the Darren Yates Show on Facebook.com. RiotRadioRocks.com, R-I-O-T, Radio, R-O-C-K-S.com. Those are my two main websites.
Okay. My suggestion would be Google Darren Yates. Make it as simple as you can so people can remember.
Google Darren Yates.
D-A-R-R-Y-N. Darren Yates.
D-A-R-R-Y-N. Right. Yes, sir.
I wanted to give you a chance to come in because your yeah. email was really creative.
You know,
here's my advice to you, which I've never given you yet. Give it up. Give it up. And that's a horrible thing to tell somebody, but I'm doing you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I'm wrong. I hope you come back to me in 3 years, and you're making six figures, and you're having a blast. And if you can live on nothing, then you just do it for fun. That's different.
Right.
But if you have to make a living and feed kids and stuff, this is just not this business. Those days are pretty much over.
Right. Well, you know, I'm trying to find a way where I can do it part-time, where I can have more fun than not have the pressure of making all this money. I have another job.
But I have a feeling your real talent is what you said it was, being edgy to the point of almost being offensive. And there is a magic mark you can go to but not over. And I don't know if you know where it is. And if you do go beneath it, I think then there goes your show, I think. Mm-hmm. So
I'm just being honest with you. It always boggles my brain when someone is doing it for so long and you tell people not to do it. And you know I'm not. You know
I'm telling people.
You know
no,
I'm not going
no,
to listen.
No, I'm
that.
Telling people not to start doing it. Now,
been,
at 45.
Frank always tells people that I understand the passion that you have and everything. So I will never tell somebody don't get out of the business. I would never tell anybody to get out of the business or do whatever. But your passion is. But don't you said if I did an afternoon or if I did a weekend show, the numbers would soar. Don't be overconfident. To always be a little scared.
No,
and always be a little bit hesitant and know that you have to build your audience.
I've actually never said that.
Don't be overconfident.
Like when I came here to all go over there, the numbers will soar. I hope the numbers are okay.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm just doing Dan's here, but Dan's I believe
right.
myself.
But people hear things in your voice that are a little cocky, a little bit. Mm-hmm. You got to be a little bit humble. And,
you know, I'm passionate.
By the way, I hope I'm wrong. Dan has a good point. I probably shouldn't tell people, get out of the business. But I if I had to go... Green or red, stop or go, I'm going to go with stop.
Right.
And I'm probably right, but I hope I'm wrong.
Well, I'm not going to listen to you. You know that.
I know you're not.
There's no way.
No, I can tell
There's
you're
no
not.
Way.
And you know what?
I've been told a lot worse.
That in itself is actually a great trait or a detrimental mm-hmm. and will be the end of, you'll be 55 and 60 and still be going, no, I'm going
to
keep at
well,
it.
Well, you know what? If I'm still doing it, having fun with it. What's wrong with that? Why does there have to be such a thing on it for success? Unless you're making all this money, you're not successful.
If you
the guy who does
way,
a podcast and loves
a,
it,
if you can
that's
find
success.
A way to turn this email into mm-hmm. something that we hear on the radio, you'll have a fantastic show. Your email was really entertaining. Does
you
that make
what?
Sense?
Yes, it
and
does.
And it's not
it
filthy
does.
Or dirty or edgy at all.
You know what? Right there, what you just said is the best advice I've been given.
Because it's in there.
Because
it's in you. This email is really creative.
Because I know where my headspace was when I was thinking about you and your show and how I didn't know it was you. And I thought, man, that's Frank Opinion. I've heard that guy's name forever. I know my headspace and I know where I go when I start to do a show. They're different. That's awesome advice, seriously.
Okay.
And I appreciate that.
You're obviously very bright and you're well spoken. It's a great email. Turn the email into a show and you got a show.
And to me, I'm a genuine, passionate guy. And if anything came across cocky, I apologize. Okay. I don't mean to be. I'm not a cocky guy at all.
No,
I need to be cocky, I can be cocky.
Okay. But You're also out.
You guys didn't see cocky.
You're also out of time, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for coming in. Good luck.
Frank,
I mean that.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck. I hope I'm wrong about you. Okay.
I think you will be.
With two R's and a Y, if you want to Google him, D A R R. Why in Darren Yates?
Thank you, thank you,
thank you,
seriously, thank you. On AM and the PM, thank you.
Thank you. There you go. All right, I have to get caught up now. Are we, Dan? Are we calling John?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're
gonna so that we can give him his due. Let me do something, and then we'll call John Lundoff. The thing I need to do is remind everybody who cares at all about safety, security, inventory. Lives of your family, your friends, your coworkers, making sure that everything you work so hard for isn't stolen from you or burned down. And I'm talking about security. I'm talking about gateway lock and security cameras. I wish I could, I just saw a story again the other day. I wish I remember what it was. It was somebody who had a front porch camera at their house. And again, and this is the season. This is the, I've got a delivery coming in a couple of days. I ordered some stuff through Amazon. Now, I happen to live in the woods. Nobody's going to walk up to my porch. You walk up where I live, people just get shot because you have no business being on that property. But subdivisions and lots of houses, this is the season where the bad guys watch for the UPS truck and watch for deliveries, and they know that must be something special. It's holiday season. I'm going to go grab it before the homeowner gets home and gets it. I'm going to take it off the porch. If there's a camera there, one, they may not take it off the porch. They may see that camera and go, ah, forget this. I'm going to another house. If they do, got them. You got them. But you want to catch them on something people can actually look at and identify somebody with, not this grainy, blurry, dated, old equipment. Ultra high-definition cameras. From gateway lock and security cameras. Do you have a business? Are you moving? Are you putting new offices in? Do you need proximity cards? Keyless entry. Gateway lock and security cameras. They do a lot of that. Little businesses, big businesses, small homes, mansions. Two cameras. 52 cameras. Night vision. Check out their website. It's pretty impressive, and so are they. Gateway lock and security cameras, gatewaylockandsecurity.com.
I'm Matthew Stafford from the Detroit Lions, urging you to stand up against our nation's drug epidemic during the DEA's National Prescription Drug Takeback Day this Saturday. Making a difference is as easy as cleaning out your medicine cabinet.
Find a collection site at deatakeback.com.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair, and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now and check in with Tori Lyons.
Brought to you by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. Accidents eastbound 70 at Bermuda and another crash eastbound 70 at Salisbury downtown. Your heavy southbound 270 Page through 44 and an accident southbound 270 at 55. Southbound 170 lines up Page 264. This Saturday, join in the fight against our nation's drug epidemic by dropping off unused, unwanted, or expired meds during DEA's National Prescription Drug Takeback Day. Making a difference is as easy as cleaning out your medicine cabinet. Find more info at DEATakeback.com. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful Forever. DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
The late.
Do you remember me?
The fat. The late fat Domino. Died this morning at 89.
He died yesterday.
Yesterday.
My bad on that to you earlier. They apparently, I don't know if they didn't find him until today or whatnot, but he died yesterday
but
morning.
But the news actually didn't come out.
Didn't come out until today. They didn't announce it until today, but he did die yesterday morning.
89, Fats Domino. Before there was a Chubby Checker, there was a Fats Domino. Bill Cleveland is here. If he doesn't go now, he'll go in the Playhouse. Also here by telephone is John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Everybody say hi to John Londoff.
Hello, John. Right.
Hello, Johnny Londoff.
A room full of people here.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
You have a party going on in there?
No, we just have Limey and Bill Cleveland and Tim Woodburn and Dan Strauss and me and you.
I'm not in the studio, though. I don't get an invite to the studio.
That's not true. You don't need.
I'm not important enough,
no,
I guess.
No, you don't need an invitation. You have an open invitation.
I can just come right in?
Anytime. Yep. Walk right in.
Unbelievable.
Walk right in, sit right down. Baby, let your hair hang down. That was a song.
I don't have long hair.
That's a song.
It's all right.
It's a song.
I don't have long hair, though.
It's okay.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Fantastic. It's better than I thought it would be. I thought it would be cold. I walked out this morning. I thought, oh, my goodness, it's going to snow today. Turned out nice.
What time did you walk out? What is it this morning for you? What time did you walk out?
Well, it wasn't early, because you know I don't get up early. I walked out of the house at 9:15, and I took my wife to the hospital.
That's almost like afternoon, 9:15.
Not to me, it's not.
I was out the house with our new puppy, Drake. Drake Londoff, little Drakester, at 4:38 a.m.
Ooh. Well, good
what
for you.
What in the world?
No, he gets up and
gotta
runs.
Gotta go potty.
He runs.
You went potty outside?
He's great. The dog did.
Oh.
Yeah, don't get weird with me, okay, buddy? So I had to put a vest on. I'm like, you know, it was chilly. And I tell you, the great thing is, he did not mess around. He was cold, too. He's only 4.5 months old. So he was like, bam, bam, let's go. And then he was like, pulling me on the leash back into the front door. So it was pretty funny.
The last dog we had circled. And I mean circled and circled and circled. And if it was cold, you'd just go, come on.
My dog did that.
And they had to find the perfect spot. What spot are you looking for if you're a dog good enough to poop on? Does that have to be some sort of special extra what? You're going to poop. Boy, that dog was picky about where it would do that. So that's why we shot it. I'm kidding.
I meant everything good in the packed studio. Bill Cleveland, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much. I'm doing fantastic. Fantastic. It's a beautiful day. We've been very, very busy, and it's just it's a great time of the month. You know, everyone, finally comes out of the woodwork. We don't know where they've been for the last few weeks, but when they get here, we're very, very, very happy that they're here. And a lot of people are listening. A lot of people are listening to the show.
Yes, they are.
Loving the show and the team. And so Dimitri told me that somebody called in and like didn't have nice things to say about your daughter.
Oh, no, they hated her. This couple, Dennis and Kathy, sent me an email. Her voice was like nails on a chalkboard. They can't stand my daughter. And that's okay. That's okay.
I think she's adorable, and she's funny.
She's
hilarious.
Well, not everybody feels that way, but thank you.
I think she's hilarious. You guys make me laugh right out loud. I forgot what you were talking about Monday night when I was driving home, but I have to be careful. I have to keep both hands on the steering wheel so I don't, like, you know, turn into somebody's lane and hit them.
When I was in driver's education, did you guys have driver's ed that did that 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock?
Yes.
And then later, they came out and said, no, that's not right. 9 and 3. You put your hands on either yeah. side. Forget the whole 10 and 2 thing. So everything we were taught.
All you have to do is watch you know, an hour of NASCAR, and see where professional drivers who drive at 200 miles an hour, see where they have their hands, okay?
Yeah, doesn't matter. We don't drive that fast. Most people, I think, just drape a hand over the top of the wheel.
That was my bit, though.
Okay? They do have it at 9 and 3, the NASCAR drivers.
But they have to.
I always thought it was 12 and 6.
No.
Yeah, no.
I guess not.
Oh. Hey, over in England, they're on the left side of the road, right?
Yeah, right. So we put our, when we hold the steering wheel, we do it at 3 and 9, not 9 and 3.
Aren't you the guy that drove on the Katy Trail?
Thank you, Bill Cleveland.
How do you remember that?
Look, I have rented cars, they're like Caribbean, Grand Cayman or somewhere. And it's not so much driving on the side, it's the fact that the steering wheel is on the other side and the shifting is with you. It's just, that's the part.
It messes you up, doesn't it?
That is the part that messes you up. It's shifting with your left hand.
Basically, you're driving in the passenger seat in your mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally odd.
John, do you ever do that?
What's that, Frank? I'm sorry.
Rent a car somewhere with it.
When you all start talking amongst yourself, I just start working.
No, we weren't. We were.
Oh, you're all having a great time, and they're all partying up in the big booth.
Let's not
include him.
Okay, I do apologize. I was just about to ask if I might ask Mr. Landoff a question.
Of course you
when
can.
It comes to financing.
Of course
stuff
you
like
can.
Mr. Landoff.
I would say this much about you, Limey. When you do make a mistake and you kind of flub up, you kind of step in there immediately to make an adjustment.
That's true.
Thank you.
What's your question?
I think it's a British trait.
My question is, and it's about financing and all that good stuff. As you know, a lot of people, you know, don't make a whole bunch of money, but getting a new car is a necessity. And I would like to, when I eventually do get one, keep my payments under $250 to $300 a month. I believe that's how much I can play with. So how much would be a good amount for me to save up and bring in to put down on a down payment to get those low monthly payments that
depends on the price of the car.
Well, okay.
Well, he's asking me the question.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, you know.
Wow, he said that.
Goodness gracious.
Holy cow.
When I listen to the Scott Sherman, I roar because but people ask a question to Scott, and you answer it.
Well, yeah, he lets me answer it.
You don't even like to say to Scott, can I handle this? You just go, oh, I got
right. Okay, you go ahead. You answer his question. How can he keep the payments down? Go ahead.
Well, you know, $300 a month, that's a great payment. I mean, we can get you a great cruise, a Chevy Cruise, a Malibu, you know, for that $280, $290 a month, $275, and even an Equinox. On a 72-month payment, and the interest rates are super low. And you don't need a lot of money down. You really don't. I mean, the max, I would say, on average, is $1,000 down. You have two options. You can say, hey, if I put more money down, which will help lower the interest rate, we can still then get the sales tax financed in the loan. So you have the wonderful state of Missouri. This is the only state in the country, I think maybe Kansas, too, or Oklahoma, where you don't collect sales tax at the time of delivery. It's mandatory. The dealers handle the plates. There are no Department of Revenue offices. And, you know, sorry to those people that those are government, governor-appointed offices, as a matter of fact, in the state of Missouri. And how many of you have a horror story about going, I waited in line for an hour to get my plates and to pay my sales tax? It should be electronic. It should be handled, you know, at the dealership. But that's another story. We can do it here at Johnny Law Chevrolet. We'll even handle going. We have people that will go and wait in line for you and then deliver your plates to you. So, you know, we want to make it as much fun and seamless. But, you know, $1,000 down, you have an opportunity to get an unbelievable brand-new car at great interest rates anywhere from 2.9, 3.9, 4.9, even in the subprime market. You know, some people that need some help from us for financing. We can get a 6.9 rate with General Motors Finance and Capital One and Ally Bank. We're connected with and First Community Credit Union. We're financing
That's probably who I would try to end up using when it came to financing. But thank you. I wanted to know because I think it's about time that I need a new car. But like I said, I want to make sure that my monthly payments are doable.
Don't wait. Don't wait because then you keep waiting. You're like, okay, this is what I want, and you end up getting like the vehicles that are kind of peaked over. Right now, we're really running low on 17s. Those are great deals on 17s. We've been out of 17 Equinoxes for 3 months. We're selling like 25 to 30 2018 Equinoxes, which right now, an Equinox loaded up has a lease payment of about $320 a month on a 12,000-plus-mile-a-year lease. And some people are like, why do I lease? Well, because it's a user rate. It's a user payment. You pay for what you use. On a 24-month lease, you can get a brand-new vehicle in 24 months. And what's the one thing that everybody just hates when they come in to, you know, see a car dealer? What's my trade-in worth? Okay, well, the great thing about a lease is you get a new car every 2 years. It's completely under factory warranty. And you don't have to worry about what it's worth. The lease company takes it over. So that's just a lot of information for a question.
All right. Well, thank you very much, sir.
I'd like to add one.
How'd I do, Frank?
Well, you did fine. I'd like to add one thing. The longer you wait, the less your car is worth.
True. Also true.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
God, you're smart.
No. Just thought you might throw that in there. I'd like to see him get a new car. He followed me out of here one day, and I think you're due.
Still rocking my Cobalt, yeah.
We love Cobalts. We'll give you a great trade-in value, and we're gonna put the full court press on you, Limey, in a nice way.
Thank you, sir.
But listen, we're busy. Got some folks here to see me right now, so give us a call 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800, 24/7, 365 at
LawnDuff.com. Hi, John. They're on the way. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. I got that bubble again. But you know what? No, I don't want to kill the mics. That's what people do when they have a little little bubble that builds up there. Bill Cleveland is here. We don't have time to do his segment.
Aww.
So do you have anything you need to flush out before top of the hour?
I would like to, yes.
I would like to.
We're all having problems with our voices.
Let's do that now. We're going to take a little break, maybe come back, maybe not. If we don't, Tim Woodburn will tell you that Fats Domino is still dead.
Oh.
And then Bill Cleveland will have the Playhouse on 590, The Fan.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
As the road you travel changes, so do your insurance needs. Talking with a Farmers agent can help you assess whether you're ready for the journey ahead. Find an agent at Farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Boy, is this more Fats?
This is.
I love it so well. And I love it so much.
Tim looked up how Chubby Checker got his name, but I wonder who decided if he did or somebody else to call him Fats, because most people would be offended by that. Hey, I think you ought to call yourself Fats because you're fat. I wonder if that was his idea.
You were barking at the number of hits that he had. I'm sitting here looking at his hit
list.
You
told me 30.
Blueberry Hill, Ain't That a Shame, Walking to New Orleans, okay. I'm Walking.
All right.
His original name. Blue Monday.
You got past the first four, I don't recognize any.
Oh, okay.
His original name didn't go over well, so he changed it to Fats. It was Lard Ass Domino, but he changed it to Fats.
Why are you guys laughing at this? I'm almost.
He always puked when he ate cherry pie.
He did?
Well, that's what lard ass did in the movie Stand By Me. He puked after he ate the pie.
That's right.
I just watched Stand By Me, and I don't remember that. I missed that.
When lard ass came out, and he had the pie-eating contest, and he drank all the castor oil.
Okay. That's right.
He drank the castor oil, and he puked all the pie over everybody.
That's a great movie, but I can't remember how it ended.
Bill, don't you hate we have to explain things to older people? Older people, it's like three times you got to get it into them.
Don't bring me into this.
How did it end?
I believe they ended up going back because they found the dead body, and then they ended up going home, and then it was kind of those where it jumped into the future, and we find out that it's the guy just telling his story, and he kind of wraps it up where
the ending just sort of
uneventful.
Anticlimactic.
But a good movie. It's like some jokes, the telling is better than the punchline. It was a movie that was, watching the movie was tremendous, but the ending...
Fats Domino was 5'5", 200 pounds in his teens. He started working at a club called The Hideaway with a band led by a bassist, Billy Diamond, and Billy Diamond is who nicknamed him Fats.
Ah.
Well, so that's how he got his nickname.
And now you know, as Paul Harris used to like to say, the rest of the story.
It was Paul Harvey.
We can still do that here.
I like Lard-Ass Domino. I like Lard-Ass Domino better. That's got a better ring to it.